Welcome to the Help Club for Moms devotional podcast. We're so glad you're here, and we're praying for you to encounter the wide and long and high and deep love of Jesus Christ every time you listen. It's going to be a great day. Hello, dear friend. Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. My name is Deb Weekly, and today I am reading The Enemy Within, written by Christy Valentine. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for today. Thank you, God, for everyone listening. Thank you for my dear friend. Lord, you know what her life is like today. You know if she's going through spiritual warfare. God, you know if she's discouraged. You know everything about her. You know if her marriage is under attack or if one of her children is under attack. And Lord, we just ask for you to come in to this time, Lord, that this teaching today would be revelatory for her, that your Holy Spirit would teach her something that she would remember for the rest of her life, that you would give her new understanding, that you would open the eyes of her heart, that she would learn something today and that she would apply it and that it would really change her life, God. Your word changes our life and understanding your word changes our life. So we say, come, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. The scripture for today is John 10:10 in the Amplified Bible. The thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. Here's a quote from Rick Renner. The devil steals from people in such a deceptive way that he often accomplishes his evil goal before they even know he has stolen from them. Steal, kill, destroy. Jesus speaks these words of war in John 10, verse 10. 1 Peter 5, verse 8 says it again. Stay alert. Watch out for your great enemy, the devil, who prowls around like a roaring lion looking for someone to devour. Ironically, we're hardly aware enough of it to fight it. The robbery can be physical, emotional, mental, or spiritual. And although nothing may be literally stolen from you, I challenge you today to dig deeper with me into your thoughts and feelings. Insidiously, our enemy works to destroy, steal from, and kill us throughout our thought lives. So he attacks us in our mind. Take time right now to stop and do some extra examination. Smoothly and seamlessly, the devil tricks us by planting worldly, negative, harmful ideas into our minds. This is too hard. I can't do it anymore. These kids are driving me crazy. I'm bored. We blindly receive these unbiblical ideas as normal. After all, they match with most other moms' thoughts. But did you know that those sweet mamas are under attack too? We shouldn't be comparing ourselves with the people around us. Instead, we should be asking ourselves, do my thoughts and feelings line up with Scripture? As a mom, when you feel anxious and overwhelmed, is it easy to stop, gently look into your children's eyes and smile at them? No. Your sweet children feel like a frustrating distraction, right? And as a wife, when you feel irritable because of the things your husband does wrong, are you able to lovingly, joyfully go the extra mile to make your marriage thrive? Absolutely not. You feel mistreated. Your feelings are surely under attack. As a mom and a wife, God is calling for you to love your family well, with soft eyes, kind words, and servant leadership. On the other hand, the devil is doing everything he can to keep you from fulfilling that. The battle is real. Sweet mama, what feelings need to be in your heart in order to respond more gently to your children? How can you adjust the voice in your mind to appreciate and invest in your husband? Ultimately, what can you do to fight for your family? Every morning when you wake up, quietly pray out loud for yourself and every person in your family. Resist the devil for them in Jesus' name and placing each piece of Christ's armor on them, especially the shield of faith, which extinguishes all of the flaming arrows of the enemy. This battle plan is directly from God's word. James 4 verse 7 says, "Resist the devil, and he will flee from you." Philippians 2 verse 9 says that at the name of Jesus, it is above every name. And finally, Paul says in Ephesians 6:10 through 17, immediately after talking about family relationships, we are to clothe ourselves in the full armor of God every day. Wearing the armor, we will be able to stand firm, resist the devil, and be victorious against his attacks. Friends, your family is a battlefield, and if you are not aware of it, then you can't even fight. Be alert, arm yourself, and be encouraged that you are able to win the battle against the enemy. Blessings and love, Christy Valentine and the Help Club for Moms team. Questions to ponder. What can I do to be more aware of my thoughts and feelings? On what truth can I meditate to transform my thoughts to godly ones? Are there times when I'm more vulnerable to worldly, negative, harmful thoughts and feelings? Are there books, shows, websites, or situations that tempt me to believe the lies of the enemy? Faithful ideas. Invite a friend to be an accountability partner you can call when tempted to believe thoughts and feelings that might not be true. This is someone who will test your ideas, pray with you, and lead you toward the right path. Renew your mind. Ephesians 4:23 says to let the Holy Spirit make your mind new. Romans 12 verse 2 in the New Living Translation says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. What is one worldly belief or habit you want to release so the Holy Spirit can renew your mind?" This is such a convicting Bible study because for me personally, this is just me talking from a personal note. I also struggle with thoughts from the enemy, and it's hard. And, we really do need to turn our heart and our mind to Jesus. We really need to ask for his help, even just saying, "Jesus, help me." It's such a powerful prayer. I know sometimes I struggle with anxiety, or if I feel like I don't know how to do a new project. The Lord is always bringing new and bigger projects into Help Club, and I always feel like I'm trying to figure out a puzzle in how to do them. And it's great, but sometimes I feel anxious because I feel like I might not do a good enough job or it might not be a success. And it happened to me last week and I had to call my friend. We're like Christy is talking about, have an accountability buddy, because I had to call one of my friends last week and I just told her these thoughts that I was hearing and how I was feeling so anxious. And it's so funny. I don't know if you guys get like this, but when I get anxious, I really act stupid. I just talk too much. I say dumb things and I get really insecure. And so I haven't arrived yet, but I still am working on it with the Lord. I'm still, praying. I'm still asking him for help. And what has helped me more than anything else? There's two things. So sometimes really good things happen to you in your life. Like in Help Club, we've had a lot of amazing things happen, a lot of victories, a lot of things that the Lord has done in our ministry that have been huge. And there's also been some things that have been hard. And there's been some failures as far as me not doing something right or, being anxious like I was talking about. But do you know what really helps me? And this might help you. I thought I would share it with you. It really helps me to visualize myself looking at Jesus. And I take all the good things that might give me a fat head or a prideful heart, right? All the good things that have happened, and I lay them down at the feet of Jesus and I give them to him. And I take all the bad things that are embarrassing or things that I do that I wish I wouldn't do or when I get anxious, and I lay those down at the feet of Jesus. So I hope this is a visual because it's so sweet because the Lord has given me this visual that after I lay down the things at his feet, he takes my hand and we turn away from those things and we run towards the plans that he has for my life. And so that would be my challenge for you. If you've done some things that you wish you wouldn't have done, or if you've done some dumb things, or if you've made mistakes, Visualize yourself laying them down at Jesus' feet or at the foot of the cross. And then if you've had some really good things happen that you could be tempted to be prideful for, maybe you have a lot of money, maybe you have a big house or beautiful new car, or you have godly kids, you might be tempted to be prideful, because we have to remember every good gift is from the Father above, right? Yes, we obey and we do live different lives and we get different results when we obey God, but you know, good people go through hard times. And so I think it's always a good little thing to do to lay down the good things at the feet of Jesus so that we don't ever get prideful and think that things are because of us. We have to continually remember that they are because of the Lord, and He is the giver of all good gifts. And yes, our obedience leads to blessings, absolutely, but there's no formula. And I know a lot of good people that are going through some horrible trials right now. We also live in a fallen world, right? We live in a fallen world where bad things happen to good people. But I just think it's a good thing to just put the good things down at the foot of Jesus or the foot of the cross, and to put the bad things down at the foot of Jesus or the foot of the cross. And when you do that, you are casting down your imagination as well. You're not entertaining those thoughts, be it the good things or the bad things. You're casting down your imagination, whether your imagination is making you prideful or your imagination is making you feel like a bad mom or a bad person. You're casting them down by laying them down at the foot of the cross. So I hope this helps. I'm praying for you. We're all praying for you here, and we love you. So I want to pray for your day. Lord, thank you for my dear friend listening today. I pray that she will feel so blessed after listening. I pray she'll feel filled with hope. I pray that she would lay down her burdens and all of her great things down at the foot of the cross. She'll grab your hand and run towards the plans that you have for her life. I pray that she would know that there's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. She is not condemned, that you love her so much. So Lord, I pray that she would just give you all of these things, and that she would turn her heart to your word, turn her heart to you, remember how much you love her. She would not listen to the condemning voice of the enemy, to the prideful voice of the enemy, to the hateful voice of the enemy. She would not listen. She would cast down those thoughts at your feet, and she would focus on you and on your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a great day. I love you so much, and Jesus loves you so much. Bye-bye.